Whether it's financial security, a free vacation home, time for traveling, more quality time with the family, or even early retirement, whatever you choose to do with the income and benefits that come with successfully investing in short-term rentals, you know that it's certainly life-changing. This podcast will help guide and support you on your journey to five-star STR success.
What's up, everybody? We're going to try this again. It looked like I had some really bad internet. I don't know what happened there. But anyways, let's go ahead and chat. So today I want to talk about mindset shifts that you need to scale your business to seven figures. The first and foremost important thing that you need to know is to understand that abundance is out there. There's abundance. You need to have an abundant mindset. If you think that everybody's your competition, you're already done for. You do not want to have the thought process that everybody out there is competition. You need to realize that there's more than enough out there for all of you, for myself, for you. It doesn't matter. That's number one. You need to make sure that you understand everybody can get their slice of the pie if they're willing to work. The second thing is you need to realize that money is everywhere. You can make great money, and don't let that stop you if you don't have money. If you find the right property, that cash flows really, really well. The banks will give you the money. And if you don't have the down payment, you find the right property that will do really, really well. Somebody will come up behind you and partner with you, JV, and or help you along the way. So don't let money stop you. The money's out there if the deal is out there. It's got a cash flow really, really well for it to work out. Third thing is the deals are out there. Just like I said, there are still deals out there, even though that rates are high and things like that are going on. The deals are out there and still can be found. I just found a property for $400,000 that would net $15,000 a year, net $15,000 a year. For some of you, that might be life-changing. Deals are still out there and it's still like a 20% cash on cash return on investment, which is actually probably fairly decent for today's time. So realize that the deals are out there. Also realize that this is not easy money. Not only do you have to have an abundance mindset and realize that the money's out there and that the deals are out there, but you need to realize that short-term rentals are not easy. It's not hard, but it's not easy. You're going to be working harder than most people in other areas of real estate investing in different asset classes. This is something that you need to change to get your business to a seven-figure business. At the same time, you don't have to have experience. A lot of people think that you have to have experience. So these are some basic mindsets that I'm coming up to you up front. That's what can get you that you need to go ahead and roll over to become a seven-figure income earner. But on top of that, here's what sets the people apart that are seven-figure income earners, who do have seven-figure businesses, who do have seven-figure net worths. It's the people who are out there doing the daily works. They're out there. They're not just trying to gallivant. They're patiently aggressive. Like I said, they are making sure that the numbers work. So the first thing is an abundance mindset, everything I just said originally. But they're out there doing the works. They are trying to make the deals happen. They're not just kind of doing it on the side. So you need to realize that you have to be active in this business. Don't let you thinking that you're going to get rich and short-term rentals are sexy and that you're going to have to, you're going to have a property that is going to make you mailbox money. It's not the case. If you want to grow this business to a seven-figure business, you want to grow your net worth to seven figures plus, you've got to get out there and do the work. Ain't nobody going to do it for you. Nobody cares about you in that way. You and your spouse, maybe you and your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your kids, but nobody else cares about you. I'm not going to build that business for you. You're not going to build my business for me. So you got to get out there and do the work. Just know that it's not going to be handed to you. Also, another thing that you've got to do to realize is that you have to maneuver. You have to pivot. Anything can go wrong at all times. So you have to be quick to pivot. That's what gets people to seven-figure businesses. That's what gets people to seven-figure net worths. Earlier this year, I haven't told you guys and publicly announced it, but I was having problems in my business this summer, actually. The interest rate hikes went high and messed my performance up. I bought properties, and I didn't realize that the Fed was going to be increasing rates as fast as they were. And I had properties, the last couple properties that I had, I built performance off of like 5.5%. I ended up having to pay freaking 7.25%. So you have to be pivoting correctly and quickly to make your business scale and operate well. And then when you get shit handed to you, you need to plan accordingly and work aggressively to get yourself out of the problems that you're in. And just like the Fed increased rates on me and jacked my cash flow up, I realized, like, shit, this is not good. So I had to put an extra 10% down. I'd already bought the properties. I was doing the BRRRR strategy. I'd already bought the properties. I had to put another 10% down just to get the damn numbers to work. And I wasn't planning on coming up with an extra 10% out of my pocket. Usually they were going to, it was going to cash flow really, really well off of 80%. But when the interest rates went up, I had to put an extra 10% down out of my pocket. So that basically means that I didn't come back to the table and getting all of my money back off of my BRRRR strategy, buying a property, renovating it, renting it out, refinancing, repeat, getting all my money back off the hard money loan that I put down for the 10% of the 90% that the, the hard money lender was going to put 90%. I had to put 10% down. I realized I wasn't getting that back. So I had to leave that shit skin in the game and it backfired on me. But you know what? Even the people that are really, really good and gifted at real estate investing, they get their asses handed to them at some point. So realize that that can happen and you need to be prepared. You need to have finances available and so on, and or a partner that does, you know, have those kind of finances. Another thing is people that are creating seven-figure businesses, they realize that despite what the economy is giving them, that is not their economy. They go back to that abundance mindset. Well, if the current interest rates aren't working, how can I make creative financing strategies work for me? And they kind of work through those subject to mortgages, the second mortgages, the different hard money lender negotiating techniques. They'll go in and create owner seconds. They will make something work that works for the seller and them, despite what's going on. So traditional financing may not be the norm anymore, but different things and different techniques can strategize and work so that it can help build up your net worth and so on. This is the time to build. Another thing that helps people scale, especially in this time, is they're not quitting. Most of you guys are out there quitting because you're scared of the market and you're scared that your asses may get handed to you. Guess what? I stopped buying over the summer, and then because I saw all this kind of changing, and then my butt got handed to me this summer, and I had to change everything in my own portfolio. Like I said, leaving an extra 10% skin in the game. But then I realized, well, now this is the new norm, and as the Fed keeps on rate increasing, people are getting out of the business. Guess what? I got out of the business. Now I'm getting back in. Because now I can take advantage and negotiate with people and get things a little bit cheaper. And I'm really, really hardcore about investing right now. I got a thing I say that if you're not embarrassed by your offer, then you offer too much. So be embarrassed by your offer. Offer a lot less off of the purchase price. Try to get a deal that works with these higher interest rates. That's going to be key right now. So another thing that you need to realize how people scale their business to seven figures is they got fucking grit. They're not afraid to get their asses handed to them. If they get their freaking face punched and they get their groin hit, they're going to keep on going at it and keep on working. Like I said, you're going to pivot. You're going to work hardcore to get this stuff working in your favor, and you're not going to give up. The whole goal is to not give up. You're going to be like a bulldog. You're going to bite down, and you're going to bite down hard. And it doesn't matter if somebody's shaking their leg and they're trying to kick you off. You're going to freaking grab onto this and you're going to keep on going. We've had a lot of problems in our business over the last 20 years. Nothing was built easily, and nothing was built. Nothing was built easily. We'll just go back to that saying, nothing was built easily. And we've had our share of problems over the years, from lawsuits to systems breaking down to properties backfiring, contractor issues, this and that. You got to expect that stuff is going to backfire. So people that think that you can build your portfolio, not have problems, you want to minimize risk and this and that, maybe real estate isn't for you. If you really want to scale it to a seven-figure net worth and a seven-figure income business, you need to expect problems. So what does that mean? You got to be prepared. Let's see. And I'm coming off of this right off the top of my head. I don't really have anything planned out here. I just figured, as you guys know, I just ad lib and I just kind of tell you and talk to you from the heart. I always just kind of talk to you guys from the heart. I kind of have an idea what I'm going to talk about, but I don't really write it all out because honestly, I don't really want to rehearse. I'm one of those guys. Some people may be a little prepared better than me when they're doing their podcasting and stuff like that or their lives, but I want to just kind of come off of whatever comes to my heart when I'm talking. So, Another thing that people do that helps them scale their businesses to seven figures is they get around like-minded people, like this Facebook group, like this podcast, all of you guys that are listening. You stay involved with those people and you connect, you network, you find people, and you become part of a community. You ask questions in the community. You give feedback when others ask questions, and that's something that gets you to the other side, the seven-figure income each year, the seven-figure net worth. You know, breaking 7 to 8 figure net worths. That's what's going to get you to the next level. You're going to break bread with others and they're going to break bread with you. And you're going to get in rooms where people are going to want to bump elbows with you. And they're going to know that you actually care because you were one of those people that commented and helped them. So that's something else. Another thing that, people do to scale their businesses to seven figures is they put the right people in place. They put the right people in place who are there for them. And they are, willing to take risk on behalf of their bosses. They have a leader that is presenting to them well. And that person who is the leader, the person that is operating the business, it sows a vision into people. They have a vision for their business and they sow a vision into their people. And now their people that work for them are loyal to that vision and loyal to that person. Hopefully they're not an asshole. And they actually work together and co-labor and get somewhere. Like my team, I've got my team of 3 people that work in my business under Tiffany and I, and they are amazing. Nicole and Belinda and Chris, they work hard because they know that I care for them. And on top of that, they are loyal to me because I treat them well. Nobody wants to be talked down to. Nobody wants to be, tapped on like somebody that's militant, and nobody wants a freaking Hitler running, them, they don't want to be treated like slaves or just disheartened on, just disrespected. They want to be treated with respect. So people that really scale their businesses, unless you're Steve Jobs, I've heard he was a little bit of a jerk, but people that scale their businesses for the most part in the organizations I've been a part of and the organizations I'm in, they actually take care of their people. They give them bonuses. They love on them. They treat them with respect. They don't talk down to them. So you need to realize that. Those of you that are talking down to contractors, just know just because they're a contractor doesn't mean that they're not worth any more than you are. They're people too. So treat your contractors well. Don't disrespect them and talk down to them. Let's see. Another thing that people do to scale their businesses from tens of thousands to 6 figures to 7 figures is they actually plan. They plan accordingly. They've got goal setting that they put together and they, attack those goals one after another. They don't just come on here like I do the podcast. I've got a plan for the podcast, but like I said just a few minutes ago, I actually come on here and I'm talking and sometimes I don't know 100% what I'm going to say. I got an idea, but I just kind of let it come out from the heart. You don't want to do that in business. You want to have a freaking plan. You don't want to just go like a dog and grab hold of something and shake it real, real hard just to, shake it. You don't want to be like the Joker in the scene of The Dark Knight where he's, sticking his head out of the car and he's wild and rabid. He doesn't really know what the hell he's doing. You want to have a freaking plan. Have a plan. And go ascertain, work yourself towards that plan and those goals and milestones. Set yourself milestones. Set yourself with a vision, a 12-month vision, a 5-year vision, a 10-year vision, a retirement plan. Set yourself with a plan. Another thing I'm going to wrap up here is know your numbers. Profit first. Know what you want to accomplish and go after it hardcore. Don't buy property just to buy property just because the numbers do make sense. Buy properties that actually fit the cash flow that you want to build on your portfolio. Make sure that the numbers make sense. Like if you have a $250,000 a year income goal, then don't go buy 25 homes that's going to pull in $10,000 a year. Get maybe 10 to 15 homes that are going to pull in 25,000, 50,000 net. You want to make sure that you hit your goals, but hit them realistically and don't overkill yourself in the process. Make sure that you are profiting with the properties and the right properties. Another thing that I would recommend is to have the most amount of income with the least amount of resistance. There's a reason why I stopped at 20. I don't want more than 20 homes. We got 23 listings, but I've got 20 homes. We do the ABC method. I don't want more than 20 homes. I want to have the most amount of income with the least amount of resistance. I don't want to have a ton of work. I don't want to have 100 homes. I don't want to have 50 homes. I want 20 homes. There's a reason why we have certain goals that we want with 20 homes. So look, guys, I hope this was helpful. If it is, leave us a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts. Realize that we have an event coming up on December 3rd and 4th here in Atlanta. On top of that, if you would like to co-invest with me, we are doing some co-investing techniques and things and plans with different luxury properties and projects that we got going on. We're developing. Love to share those with you. Just hit me up, DM me at Brandon G. Thompson on Instagram, and just know that you can always reach out to me if you direct message me. I appreciate you guys. Thank you guys so much.